Brett Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 Carlo Vivari International Film Festival, and more specifically we're talking about Future Frames, the platform organized by the EFP. And Brett Film Radio is media partner of Future Frames this year, so we're very pleased to be joined by one of the participants of this year's edition, Klára Kochanská. You are here with your film Tenants, and of course you're also representing Poland here at this year's edition of the festival. Thank you very much for joining us.
Yes, and I'm also representing the Polish National Film School, in which I'm graduating this year, and these Tenants are my film diploma.
Oh, very good. So let's start off with your film, and can you tell our listeners a little bit about its story and what it's about?
Yeah, I can even read it from a card I have. Justine, a lonely woman in her 30s, buys an indebted apartment on a bailiff's auction. On the day she wants to move in, she discovers that the keys she was given don't match the door. The faith will test her endurance, character, and morals. Sometimes a dream fulfills as a nightmare.
There you go.
See? I could read it, so I didn't have to think about it. But it's all true.
That's good. You should learn it off by heart now and see what happens. Or act it out in a Shakespearean acting way. But no, what's the inspiration behind the film then?
Two events.
Already.
True events. Really, there was a newspaper article my co-writer Kasper Bayon brought to me about a woman which really did buy an apartment on a bailiff's auction, and when she tried to move in, the door were closed, so she had to break in, and when she broke in, she noticed that there are still tenants inside which don't want to move out. So they were in those true situation where they were stuck together for a while in the same apartment, not knowing each other, in this very embarrassing and a hard situation, because of course neither of them wanted to move out. And when I read that, that's where the newspaper ends, and our story is imagination. What happens in the apartment is our own creativity. But when I read the story, I really thought it's going to be a great movie because of all the levels of complications, the characters which have those goals against each other, the dramatic situation. And there was also something in the story. I don't want to spoil the movie, so I don't want to say too much. No, maybe somebody will see it, but there was also something, situation that touched me very deeply, you know, on a personal way. So, and it was a nice task to rewrite something that is inspired by real life. But we didn't go into like a social realism. We tried to make it a little bit thriller, a little bit psychology, a little bit inspired by Polanski's movies, of course. Let's not compare it to Polanski, but in some way we watched The Tenant by Polanski a few times.
Polanski is an inspiration to you.
Oh, not only absolutely. Since I was in high school, in love with his cinema.
Yeah. It's hard not to. He's one of the greats, all right. He's one of the greats. Well, so the film is going to be presented within the Future Frames program.
It was already.
You're one of the ones that was presented. Well, then I can ask you, what was the reaction to the film? Were you satisfied with it?
Absolutely, it was great because the cinema was full of people, and that doesn't happen so often on short film screenings. Mm-hmm. It was full with people even sitting on the ground, and. Yeah. I got really good questions after the viewers. People really were emotional about what they saw. Wow. And they had very concrete good questions, at least five of them. So only pleasure, no bad feelings.
It is actually, you know, what do you think of like the Carlo Vivari Festival in general? Because I think, yeah, the audiences are very respectful and interested in the film.
I'm surprised by so many things. I'm surprised about the luxurious side of it, you know. The cars we're driving here, I thought we're going to be picked up by a minivan, and then they're coming in a limousine. I'm surprised by the food, which is great. I'm surprised by the full cinemas, and maybe it won't sound, it's strange, but I noticed there are a lot of disabled people going to cinemas, and I feel it's so important that they do it and that it's possible for them, and every screening there are people. I haven't seen that in Poland since I go to the cinema, and I thought today about it, that there is something wrong with it. I mean, cinemas, why never we see people like that in my country, and what is it about this place that is like on regular basis? And so I find it enjoyable also because of, you know, the audience is from different countries. And I really see people go to the movies. They're interested. There's always a queue of people going there in the last moment. And there is a lot to choose from. So you have a great audience here. And of course, Karlovy Vary is like a, you know, fairy tale with all those buildings. Yeah. I haven't been here before.
The walls look like they made a candy to me. Or
yeah.
I don't know why. But yeah, it's great that you highlighted the whole problem with disability and cinema-going accessibility, I like to call it. But anyways, we got a little ahead of ourselves. Getting back to the feature frames, can you kind of tell us what you've been doing so far in the program?
We had a workshop with
Felix von Groningen.
That I know, but I can't pronounce it. Like you can't pronounce my last name, which is a very promising director from Belgium. And I saw now three of his movies. Each one of them I enjoyed for the same and different reasons, so it was very interesting to meet somebody who is in business, managing his project and having his ups and downs. And he's quite young because he's only 7 years older than me, so it's not like he's a master of cinema who is in his 60s.
Yeah.
We work like in the same industry, in the same Europe, so it's interesting to listen to him. Mm-hmm. And he's privately a very nice person also. And we had a workshop with a great chief of the Tel Aviv Israel and Film Institute. So we had a very good workshop with Katriel Shori, who is a chief of the Israeli Film Institute, if I haven't made a mistake. He has been there for, as he said, almost his whole life. And he has a big life achievement. He's a very experienced person with great sense of humor, very intelligent one. So an hour spent with him was only pleasure. But of course, what he told us, I think, was very important. Because he told us, he reminded us what's the most important thing before we start our feature. And it's something you can easily forget, even if you know it, that you really have to think about the crew, you know, people you choose. Because when you're young, you're afraid to choose. You think, oh, whatever they give me, it's great. I can make a movie. It's like sent from God. And you hurry up. And as he said, he made a great metaphor. When you're on a train, it's like a train begins his ride. It's like a movie and you can't stop it. Can't change your decisions later. And it's one of the biggest mistakes. And it's not about who is good or who is bad. It's about who is good for you and who can you really cooperate with, right? So there are no conflicts and conflicts are always, but so the cooperation is equal. And so that was one thing he said, and I've really thought it's important for me to remember now before I start my project to not rush up with my decisions. And of course, he also told us about the cooperation between the producer and the director, which is something probably most of us will have ahead of us, because probably most of us haven't yet found, I speak for myself, but a producer that will be there for you for life or for a long time.
Yeah.
And he told us about the ups and downs and how to work your way with a producer and, you know,
that's
how
great.
To make the best. I thought it was very interesting to hear it from the other side.
As well as that, I would like to kind of end the interview talking about you again. And are you working on anything right now that you would like to talk about? Maybe future projects?
Yes, I'm working on two projects. One is my feature professional project. We already have written a script which was in development, financed by Polish Film Institute, and now we're waiting for financing it. We're going to have decisions at the end of July, so nothing is set yet, but the script is ready and the crew is ready. And I hope to do it, but I don't know. But while waiting, we decided to do a very small project with a group of friends, only 6 people we know very closely. And so we want to make this really low-budget feature in 7 days while traveling by one big minivan to Macedonian border with the actors.
Oh, wow.
So it's going to be an absolute adventure. We don't know how it's going to work out. But we have a small script, we have some ideas, we're going to shoot with documentary methods combined with feature methods, and we have a producer, a great one. I don't know if I can say who she is because it's not official, but who really supported us and gave us risked some of her budget and made it happen. But it's going to be a mystery.
It sounds adventurous, but it really sounds fascinating.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for joining
thank
us.
You.
It was a great pleasure, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you to you too.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.